KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM. I'm Tyler Russell. Good morning. The morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com, the worldwide brand for Laguna Beach. In studio, we have someone that I'm very honored to have in. Her name is Wendy Millette. She's the director of film festivals and media arts or something at My Hero Project. Is that right?
That's about right.
Okay. thank you so much for coming. Tomorrow, of course, is the big day for several of us here in Laguna. Tomorrow is the My Hero Festival. Is
that what it's the Laguna Hero Fest.
Laguna Hero Fest. Okay. But the organization, I'm learning this morning, is well beyond that. You guys do the film festival in L.A. You know, it's a year-round job for you.
Yep.
But tomorrow is kind of the local feature.
Exactly.
So tell us about it for those who don't know. What happens tomorrow night at 7 Degrees?
At 7 Degrees. Well, it's the Laguna Hero Fest. This is our sixth annual festival, and it's been sponsored by the City of Laguna Beach every year. They've been very generous. And what we do is we bring together the community to celebrate heroes. It's all around the theme of heroes and heroism. So we like to find people who are really doing good work in the community. And if there hasn't been a film made about them, then we might help students learn how to make films by honoring these local heroes with films. And we also honor heroes with music and with art. And we sometimes work in the schools and help children to create films or high school kids to create films about who their heroes are. And we bring the theme of heroes into the education. And that way, you know, the event becomes a really a real positive experience for everybody. You know,
it's a very Laguna way to honor people through art and movies and music.
Yes.
And, you know, it's very appropriate to town, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
So everybody tomorrow gets a film shown about them?
Well, some of the heroes, like James Dilley, for instance, mm-hmm. we honored him last year with the Community Hero Award, which someone really special is getting it this year.
Yeah, whoever that is.
You'll hear about Tyler Russell. And this year we have a song about James Dilley that was original composition by Doug Miller and Sasha Evans.
Oh, how cool.
And so, you know, James Dilley was the founder of the Laguna Greenbelt, and you'll get to learn a lot more about his legacy by coming to the show. But it's really fun because we've been playing this song with some kids, and they love it.
Oh, great.
And for our afternoon program, we're actually going to do a sing-along, and we'll be filming it. So any kids who might like to be included in the music video, come on down.
How fun.
I mean, everyone's welcome. But we'll be doing that a little after 4.
Yeah, there's a kids section first of the
right.
event, right?
From 3 to 5,
okay.
We have a special program for kids.
Great.
And so
at 7 Degrees?
At 7 Degrees.
Right.
And that will be showing some international films just to kind of help the kids understand that
sure.
we, you know, our project is international and global. And we have some lovely films that are honoring some heroes. We have Malala, who is a human rights activist, who's been in the news quite a bit. She was a... she was struck by the Taliban for speaking up against against them, and she was speaking for the rights of girls to have education, and she's really become an international hero, and we have a lovely song that was created about her, and so we'll be sharing that with our Laguna Beach kids. And there's another lovely film about Molly's story, and the World Food Program gave Molly, this little girl in Africa, a camera to document her life. And she's living in the slums of Nairobi. And she just did a really lovely job telling her little story. And so, again, to help bring the world to our kids in Laguna is pretty cool. And then we've been doing some media arts programs. We were funded by the Laguna Community Foundation to do a media arts mentoring program. And we are still accepting submissions for that. So if anyone's interested in learning how to make a movie, it's a great opportunity. You know, we have equipment, we have computers, we have mentors, myself being one of them, and we're ready to help you guys learn how to make movies and tell your stories. So I've been going to the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach and working with those kids, and we have a sweet little movie that we'll be showing. And so the kids will be highlighted in the movie, and also they've been, you know, running the cameras and doing the interviews.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of, it's a sweet one and things like that. So
very cute. Again, if you missed it, we're in with Wendy. She's from My Hero Project. They're putting on the local Laguna Hero Fest tomorrow at 7 Degrees, 7 o'clock. Unless you're a small child, then it's at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Or maybe both. I don't know, I suppose.
Yeah, everyone's welcome to both.
And I think it's so cool. I mean, how internationally inclined you guys are. You bring in all these international issues and people and arts to our town. How important is that in choosing the heroes that you choose? James, who does eco-warrior stuff around the world, and Wyland, who has promoted this, you know, saving the planet thing around the world. Is that a big part of the decision-making?
Well, you know, we really do like to honor all different walks of heroes. So the global perspective is important because we are a global website, and we do have people all over the world that visit our website. But also the local heroes that, like, for instance, in our Media Arts Mentoring Program, one of the people that really globbed onto it and realized the opportunity is Andy Allison, who's a local resident who has been in real estate for many years, and he's a on, you know, he's not, I can't call him old, but, you know, he's like me.
Hopefully he's listening.
Andy. And, you know, he decided that he wants to learn about filmmaking. And he has a lovely short montage that he created through our mentoring program that honors his grandfather as a surf cinematographer. And he found some old 16 millimeter footage that's just a treasure. And so, you know, that's a kind of an unsung hero, and it's a personal hero to Andy. So those are important as well.
Right.
And when we have worked with the students, oftentimes kids tell their stories about their parents and teachers. So those heroes are as important as the international ones, but certainly the global heroes are important. Like you being a local hero, you really serve our community.
I am one of these people, Tamar. I wanted to ask you, how funny are the acceptance speeches? Are they pretty funny?
I hope so.
Okay. I mean, historically, have they been funny?
Sometimes.
All right.
You're welcome to be funny, please.
I don't want to try to be funny, and I don't want to put it out there that I'm going to be funny, because then people are going to expect me to be funny.
Right.
But I was just thinking about it today and what I'm going to say in those 1 to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never done an acceptance speech before in my life.
No.
It's my first acceptance. This might be my first award. Well,
hard to imagine.
Aside from maybe a soccer tournament or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm very honored, and I'm very thankful. I'm excited for tomorrow. In addition to me, Wyland and Nick Eye for doing the Blues Planet project, local artist and I guess song composer as well, Doug Miller, and James Pribram, as you know him, the Eco Warrior, will be there as well. Am I missing anybody?
We're going to be showing an excerpt from Kaylee McGee's film about the Sadas called Collecting Dust.
Cool.
Some of you may have got to see her feature length film when it premiered in Laguna, but if you missed it, you're going to get to see an excerpt. And she's a local girl who grew up in Laguna Beach and did her first film on the Sadas.
So great.
That's a good one.
And Nick Eye and Sasha Evans and Doug and everybody's going to be playing live.
Yeah.
Which is very cool.
Live music with Nick Eye.
Usually you have to pay to see Nick Eye. So just go tomorrow.
Yeah.
Again, you do want to RSVP to this thing, which you can at myhero.org.
Myhero.com.
Okay.
/RSVP.
Yeah, you do want to RSVP. They would certainly appreciate it, as normally people just kind of show up, which you can do, but don't. RSVP online, myhero.com. But I do want to focus now on what My Hero Project does globally.
Okay.
You guys have a big film festival coming up.
Yeah.
Tell us about that and some of the other initiatives of your organization.
Well, in addition to the Laguna Hero Fest, which is a wonderful local celebration, we have our International Film Festival, and that's a competition. And we have submissions from all over the world at all different age levels. So elementary school competition all the way up to professionals. For instance, Frank Marshall made a wonderful film called Right to Play, and we had an excerpt submitted into our festival, and that won Best of Fest last year. And that was a film about these Olympic athletes who have gone to help kids who were former child soldiers learn how to play games. And it was just a lovely film, very global in context. But and then some of the elementary school films were touching, like one of the local kids here in Laguna Beach made a film about the Tibetan monks. And it was really colorful.
Yeah, that's one of the coolest things we have locally. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the range is really far. And also, it's all different genres. So, you know, we love to celebrate heroes, not just as a documentary and interviews, which is great, but we love music videos, experimental films, anything in the theme of heroism, something that promotes positivity.
How do you recruit the films from other countries? Do you search for them? Do they submit them?
Well, you know, we have a relationship with many educators around the world through, over the years, we've been part of an organization called IERN, International Educators Resource Network, and that brings together, there's a global conference every year. And so we've made connections and friends with numerous educators around the world that are learning how to use technology for the good. And so My Hero is kind of a prominent organization among them. And over the years, we have submissions every year from some, you know, countries like Senegal. We have a partner in Senegal, as a matter of fact. And he does his own Hero Fest in Senegal.
Oh, wow.
And he's awesome. And he often comes to our international festival, and he has submissions every year. And he has students that he teaches in high school that also create short films. And they make films about artists, and they make films about ecology. He was really inspired by the Surf Rider Club here when he came to visit Laguna Beach many years back. And then he went on to really look into how they can clean the oceans up there in Senegal. So those are the kinds of things that come of it. But, yeah, the international competition is awesome. You know, we take our final deadline will be September. Our first deadline is June 1st. We also are part of Without a Box. So any serious filmmakers out there are probably familiar with this. It's a website, withoutabox.com.
Okay.
And it's basically makes it really easy for you to submit your film to festivals. And our festival also is a short, anything under 10 minutes.
Oh, okay, good to
which
know.
Which is, yeah, and it's nice. That way you can really include a lot more work.
Right.
And if there is someone with a feature film, we take trailers and excerpts. So, like, for instance, Weiland's film will be included in our competition this year.
Even though it's a feature.
Even though it's a feature, we have the trailer.
So in addition to submitting your film or maybe attending the local Laguna Fest tomorrow, how can people support the organization throughout the year?
Well, we are a nonprofit, and we take donations, please. You know, it always costs more than you think it's going
to.
And it's Jeannie Myers is an incredibly generous executive director, and she really appreciates it when people donate. And there, we do. We accept donations, and we receive donations. We have a few very generous donors, but it's always helpful. MyHero.com/donate.
Great.
And that's one way to donate.
Make sure you do go to the website. You can learn more about the thing tomorrow. You can RSVP at myhero.com/RSVP. It's the local version of what these this organization does so well internationally, honoring a lot of the community folk here doing good. And I appreciate being included, certainly. I do want to talk really quickly about the local Laguna connection. You grew up here. You raised your kids here.
Mm-hmm.
Doug photographed your kids when they were growing up, and now he's being honored at this thing. I mean, how cool is the smallness of this town when doing something like this?
Well, that's the amazing thing about Laguna Beach is that, for instance, you know, honoring Doug Miller, there's not very many people in Laguna Beach who don't know who Doug Miller is. But some people might not know the extent that Doug has been involved in the community and the depth that he's really touched people's lives. And over the years, when I was raising my kids in the 80s, he was taking lots of black and white photos. And he's documented this town with photographs in a way that you can't even imagine. So he's quite the historian as well. And he's kept like an amazing record of all these photographs. He knows exactly who's in them and when they were taken, and they're
That's
all dated
so cool.
and named, and so you'll learn a little bit about that in the movie that we've just put together about Doug. But you know, that's the beautiful flavor of Laguna. I mean, everyone is so interconnected in so many different ways, and a lot of I was learning a little bit about well, I mean, it may be a future hero, but like Rick Conkey.
Sure.
We got to talking about PA systems for Nick Guy and things like that. And come to find out that he has been a teacher for a lot of the kids in town.
Yeah.
And was and now those kids are going on to doing other things, which is similar to myself. You know, I worked in the Community Learning Center in Laguna Beach, which is the alternative education program for elementary school. And so a lot of the kids that I worked with are now, a lot of them are actually pursuing creative arts. And in fact, some of the kids that I worked with then just doing, I did all kinds of creative stuff with the kids. Now they're like working for My Hero and doing some editing and doing some filming and continuing their creative path. So
there's such
that's
a legacy
exciting.
In this town that always stays in Laguna that that I love about it. And again, you can show your support tomorrow for the My Hero project at the annual Laguna Hero Fest, the 6th annual one. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, 7 degrees. You can show up, but we would appreciate if you would RSVP at myhero.com/RSVP. Wendy, thank you.
And also, there's a link to learn, if you want to see the movies that we've played, myhero.com Laguna. It's a great way to really get a flavor for Laguna Hero Fest and see movies we've played over the years. And all the movies we'll be showing this year will be online, too.
Is there food?
Yes.
Okay.
There is food and music.
That'll get people there.
Food
and music. Here's what I want to do. I have one of the tracks from Weiland's Blues Planet band.
Nice.
He came in and interviewed about this. I don't know if Nick I is singing on this one. I'm not sure. But this is the Weiland Blues Planet band, a three-part film series, and, you know, celebrating the environment and the ocean, all that good stuff. Here it is on KX 93.5.